There are many unsafe people who are also fair. If my staff say you are a Christian because you don't curse and swear like the other people, that's nice, but that's not good enough. And until my staff would be able to say you are a godly man, I still have work to do. Until they can say I am a godly man, I still have work to do. Beloved, God's desire is that people see Christ in us. How lofty is it? In Acts 6, when men in the Sanhedrin looked on Brother Stephen, that young man, they said his face shone like an angel. They looked on Stephen and said, boy, he's like an angel. And that was awesome. It was some commendation. His face shone like an angel. But Stephen might have said, that's not enough. That's not the target. And there Stephen is testifying of the Lord Jesus, full of the Spirit. They are stoning him. His life is ebbing out of his body. And Stephen looked up. And he has affirmation that God was on his side. I see heavens open. I see Jesus standing. I see the Son of Man standing. And I believe, and we believe, that Jesus might have come back in judgment when Stephen saw him standing on the right hand of God. And Stephen, as he knelt down, said, oh Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Stephen remembered how his Lord spoke. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Stephen felt that being like an angel was not enough. The light of Christ must shine forth in me. And he spoke as his Lord spoke. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Then he could die in peace. Because the light shone. Looking like an angel is not enough. Do you know that the plan of God is to bring you and I into a place that might make Gabriel jealous? That God's desire, what he has laid up for us, far exceed what the angels would understand? That we will have a place in God's heaven in relationship to the Son of God that the angels cannot enter into? Touched by an angel might seem awesome to people. They don't know anything yet. God's plan is that we would be in such a place that the angels might be jealous of us. They look down today and they ask, they are learning about the manifold wisdom of God. They ain't see anything yet. When the Lord Jesus is escorting us up, when they saw him going up, what did they say? Who is this? Lift up your gates. Lift them up and let the Lord of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord high and mighty. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of glory. When he went up, he had rights. He was the one with clean hands. He was the one who was sinless and undefiled. He is the King of glory. He went up and the angels had to bow before him. Oh, brother and sister, what a day to be when he's taking us up. He's taking us up through that courts to the Father's house. We will be with him. Paul said, beloved, the challenge of my Christian life is that right here and now in this world, Christ might be revealed in me. Not merely that I might preach Christ, not merely that I might be a good evangelist, but I might be one who reflect the features of Christ. That's the target. That the Christianity is not I might be singing well, I might preach well, I might give a tract, but Christ being replicated in me, that people see me. You know, in the early days, we have taken up a false name that many, that we don't really qualify for sometimes. The believers were called believers and those of the way. When men saw the grace of God in them, they called them Christians. The believers graduated in their Christian walk to be called Christians. We start off being called Christians and try to be one. We try to behave like one. The early believers lived in such a Christ-like way that people called them Christians. Upon my conversion, with all my grave clothes on, they called me a Christian. And the Lord has said, take off the grave clothes. And I have to try to walk like a Christian. And God said, son, I want you to reflect my son. I want to reveal my son in you. I want to reproduce my son in you. That is the gospel. That's Christianity. And we say today, God grant that if I thought that coming to meeting every time the door is open was enough, that's far from being adequate. If I thought that reading my Bible and praying every day so that I'll grow, that was the object. Those are nice things, but far from the objective. The objective and the purpose of God is that in the midst of a corrupt world, my dear brothers and sisters, in a world that continues to ignore God and his Christ, that God say, I want you by my spirit to live like my son, that they might see that my son is real. And when they ask you what's wrong with you, nothing is wrong with me. Jesus Christ lives in my heart. That's my Christianity. That's a challenge. God grant today that as we have heard the testimony of Paul, that Paul said, oh, that I might know him, that I might know him, that I might know him. And coming down in 2 Timothy 4, Paul, who heard Stephen's word, and he said, this one has forsaken me. Demas has forsaken me. And this one gone to that place. He said, Lord, may it not be laid to their charge. Paul, after he would embrace the fact, I have run the race, I have fought the fight, Paul spoke the way Stephen spoke. Stephen said, Lord, forgive them. Paul said, Lord, lay it not to their charge. God help me that in my speech, in my walk, in my testimony, my challenge would be that I want to be more like Christ. Anything less than that is saying I have a far way to go to validate my Christianity. There are too many people who profess Christ but do not have a clue as to what God has in store for us. What's the purpose of God? God wants me to act like Christ Monday, Tuesday, every day of the week. God grant today that as we have read Paul's testimony, Paul's exercise, that something might be created in my soul, a hunger, O God. Make me each more holy. O God, give me a heart to desire to be like Christ. O God, make me real. O God, make me holy. Let me live for you. In all the confusing voices in Christianity, help me to be authentic, that men may see your Son in me. God help us so to do, for his name's sake.
Amen.